The big news this week is the RPAC is expanding. You're welcome at a couple of new schools with Highline, with Eustace Farnham Elwood, and then Sutherland as well. Alan, it's going to expand the conference a little bit more over the next couple of years, isn't it?
Yeah, this is an exciting time to be a part of the RPAC with the three schools and two sport teams coming in. You know, we've always kind of kept an eye on that volleyball basketball bracket as what we could expand to, and this fills it out.
As far as getting a chance to be in the RPAC conference, both those were in schools were in pretty good conferences, the SPVA and I think about the Fort Kearney conference. So those two are leaving some pretty good conferences to come to this one, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They both are. You know, all three bring a strong tradition. But if you look back in history, you know, those schools have also been attached to at different times with schools that are in the RPAC. So, I mean, that goes clear back into the RVL. Elwood was a member of the RVL. And then when they had the CPC, Elwood, Eustace, as well as, you know, the Medicine Valleys and some of the Paxtons, they were members of the CPC and competed as conference affiliates for a number of years. So, you know, when we put the RPAC together, those schools were invited to be a part of what we were doing and declined at that time. And we've kind of kept the door open moving forward. And every 3 to 4 years, put feelers out if somebody might be interested in looking to join us. And when we did that last fall, we received some positive responses, and so started putting some things together and having some discussions, and it's led us to yesterday with the official admittance of the three. This will start with in August of 2024, but full competition in all events for the 24-25 school year.
So it gives a little time for everybody to get adjusted a little bit. So not next year, but the following year.
Well, in my estimation, that's only fair to the organizations that they're leaving to try and one, fill that void that those schools are creating by leaving, and change their contracts around to where, because the volleyball tournament and basketball tournament for the SPVA as well as the FKC are on different weeks than what the RPAC is. So there's going to have to be some contractual juggling and some work that takes place in order for full competition to begin for that 24-25 school year. 1 year sounds like a long time, but we're starting meetings immediately here in the next 2 weeks. We're going to start meeting with all 18 schools to start talking about what it is that it'll look like in 24-25 and what the timeline will be and what work has to be done at each individual district to make it work.
Alan, do you think this is the final of the schools coming into this conference, or are you looking to expand even more now?
I don't think that, you know, in terms of immediate expansion, I think that we've kind of come to an agreement that we're and I hate to use the word full because that's truly not. There's room for other schools to come in. You would have to do some things to make it all work. But I think right now we're not looking to grow any more at this point in time. However, discussion led yesterday to talking about the possibility of co-ops on down the road. You have two schools that go together. All of a sudden that creates a void on your bracket. I would say that we have attempted as a conference to be proactive and always be keeping an eye towards the future of what we can do to create a robust and competitive environment for our student athletes.
Well, you and I have both, we talk a lot each and every year about how great the RPAC conference is academically, athletically. Don't take a backseat to anybody, and adding a couple of schools with more great kids and great teachers, great environments is going to add a lot, isn't it?
Well, I think it makes us stronger, Rich. I would hold the RPAC up against any, smaller class D organization in the state right now. I think that competitively, it's a fairly homogenous group of schools. We don't have any outliers of real big, real small. I think that you look at our history, every school's been competitive in an event or events at some point in time. So that rich history is there. The competition within the conference is what I'm proud of, because there's so much collegiality amongst the kids. They play hard against each other, but they're friends on the street. And it might be just like a district music today. You see kids from different schools in the RPAC that are standing in the hallways visiting with each other. And that's what it's all about. I wholly maintain that the competition is great, but the camaraderie is even better.